You have unique challenges this year because you can't really have an in-person show.
Yeah. You know, and I think we all were just kind of hanging, you know, for a bit when we kind of had the idea, but we weren't really sure how this wall was going to play out. But as we all know now, this is just, you know, this is kind of our norm these days. So we're going to take a stab at this. And luckily, Katie, being the amazing photographer that she is, has been taking such great photos of our work. And then this year she's done more of the coordinating just because of the social distancing. It was just easier for her to take a lot of the stuff to her house and photograph it and then finish up. The last 2 years we've done a really special piece as a collaboration between the kids and sort of in the staff as an auction art piece. So, and there, we did one last year that had driftwood and rainbow butterflies. And this year we have a different one, that's also on a big piece of wood. And Katie was the one who actually put that together all together. So I probably can let her explain it more to you about
Katie.
That.
What is that piece, Katie?
So the collaborative art piece this year, each program, each class helped create it, and what we did, we stamped some fish out of clay, and then each class had their own, they painted their fish with, and then we mounted it onto some rough cut cedar boards. And Bennett at Anchor Properties is going to be displaying that piece for us, so big thank you to her. And we will have it as a silent auction piece, and all those funds go right back into our art programs for Good Beginnings and Kinderskog.
Okay, so how does that auction work? When does that happen?
We will get it out in Anchor Properties window probably the Monday after Mother's Day. And then you can email or text in your bid if you're interested. We do have to keep it local. This piece will not be something that we can ship. But you can email in to our board of directors your bid if you're interested in purchasing the piece. We'll keep it probably on display for about a week or so.
How about the other artwork from the students? Is that on, that will be shown online somewhere?
Yeah, Katie is she always photographs everything. And the reason that we've done that in the past, this year it's different, but so that parents can order or family members can order cards, like note cards with their kids' artwork on it. And we have a couple different sizes depending on the dimensions of the art. But this year it's become basically what the show is, because it'll be a virtual show other than the auction art piece. So it'll be put up, and there's different sections depending on the piece, the type of art that it is, or the medium, and which group of kids were doing it.
Okay. And is it this work they've been doing all this past year before everything got shut down?
Yeah.
Katie?
Yeah, it's all artwork, because we always know that this show is going to happen. And so we think of projects as we're going along that kind of fit into whatever we're talking about. And so we have some really neat pieces. Kinderskog did some really cool Kandinsky style painting on some wood rounds. They did some weaving projects. And then our preschool groups, the Monday, Wednesday, Friday class, the older group did 3 different projects. And then the younger class, the Tuesday, Thursday class, did 2 different projects for us.
What else would you like to spread the word about with this show, Barb?
For one thing, it's just a nice opportunity for, you know, as we're in this funny phase of our lives right now, and to just keep people aware of, you know, the things that we're doing with our kids and just the different opportunities we can provide for our kids, even though we all can't be together. I just think it's super nice that we're able to offer this to the families and to anybody else who just wants to see what we're up to. And it just gives the kids a real, I don't know, just a real sense of self and a sense of belonging to the community and a sense of pride to be able to share their artwork.
I will say we kind of went into the art show this year with the theme in mind of spirit, self, and surroundings, because that ties into so much of our mission with both programs of, you know, understanding who we are and how we can participate in our community and be active members of our community. And so all of the pieces kind of tie back into those 3 topics.
Yeah, we do have a theme every year. And this was one that we felt really good about when we came up with that. We were brainstorming one day and came up with it. And we just felt, like Katie said, that really is the focus that we're trying to have with our programs is to get these kids involved in their community and have a good sense of self because of that, and become more of a global citizen, even if it's just in our community.